Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, talk to us about Texas A&M, man.
Well, man, God is moving in Texas.
Oh, my goodness. It's awesome.
Man, they are set on fire out there at Texas A&M, just ministry, breakaway ministries. And they've been ministering out to college students on the campus. This campus, by the way, has 50,000 students. It's like the sixth largest campus in the country. Mm. And 10,000 students are gathering in this move of God. In fact, I want you to listen to this from CBN News as they report what is happening on the campus of Texas A&M. Listen up.
Well, a few kids get together in a dorm room and they study the Bible. Well, that's nice. Big deal. Well, 25 years ago, that's what happened at Texas A&M. And then suddenly, that little Bible study expanded to 10,000 students, one-fifth of the entire student body. And the Bible study is called Breakaway. So we asked our reporter, David Brody, if he would be good enough to go down to Texas A&M to see what in the world was going on.
This is a typical Tuesday night in College Station. Thousands of students meet at the Texas A&M basketball arena for worship, prayer, and Bible teaching.
I went to Breakaway on the first Tuesday night, and it completely rocked my world. I had never in my life just instantly felt that close to thousands of people. It was just, I mean, it was amazing.
Breakaway Ministries is a non-denominational Bible study. Its mission is to introduce college students to Jesus Christ and call them to walk with him for a lifetime. Their passion seems contagious, and it's having what you might call a domino effect.
There's so many things that I could sit here and like list out for you that the Lord is doing here. And I'm on this whole retrospective look thing of what's been going on here. And I can't even describe it fully what's happening here. Like I said, we're changing the world on this campus.
Well, you know the saying that everything is bigger in Texas. Well, it includes the Bible studies as well. 10,000 people have shown up at these Bible studies on Texas A&M's campus. That's one-fifth of the entire student population. Breakaway wasn't always this big. It began in 1989 when 12 A&M students met in an apartment to pray and seek to know God through His Word. Bible study grew over the years, and now students across the country are talking about it.
Well, I met a lot of different students from different campuses and whatnot across the nation. And I tell them I'm from Texas A&M, and immediately they know about Breakaway. They're like, oh, so you go to Breakaway? And I'm like, yeah, I volunteer out there. And it's kind of sad that I don't know what kind of ministries they have at their school.
Executive Director Ben Stewart graduated from A&M in 1998.
John wants to bring some severity to us, and he says, hey, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. He will present the world and the Father as two opposite things, two opposing things. You can't have both. They're antithetical.
Stewart says Breakaway Ministries is not designed to replace the local church. Leaders encourage students to find a church home and get together on Tuesday nights for campus community. Many students keep coming back because they say Stewart's teachings really connect with them on a heart level, like his series on staying pure before marriage.
He broke the Song of Solomon and related it into every aspect of dating, from the very first time that you meet all the way until marriage and beyond. And he just elaborated on how it was the Christian example that God had given us to be able to follow in the Bible.
No matter how much they like the teaching or enjoy the worship or how big the crowds get, students told me the same thing. God alone is doing something special on their campus.
There's something to be said about Breakaway. It's like if God were to move away from Breakaway, it would cease to exist. Ben usually says, you know, we have 10,000 that come to Breakaway, and there's 40,000 more that don't. You know, there's always efforts to reach out and spread God's word.
The ministry also sponsors an international outreach called the Shalom Project. Last year, students raised more than $100,000 to rescue children from sex trafficking. These students say there's no stopping what God can do through them, and they plan to take the gospel to the ends of the earth.
As an Aggie, you are a part of something bigger than yourself. That is sort of our motto. It's how we treat each other. It's how we live our lives day to day. And so for Breakaway to be such a prominent part, it all makes sense, because what we do at Breakaway is it's all about glorifying God. It's really about spreading the gospel and, you know, showing that Jesus moves and that he loves everyone.
David Brody, CBN News in College Station, Texas.
Is that wonderful? Oh, my goodness. God is moving in Texas.
Yes.
Texas. They say, you know, statistically, college age adults are that age range in their 20s, young 20s is when a lot of them are challenged and are leaving their walk with God and are being drawn into the ways of the world.
80%. They say 80% are actually leaving the church at that age. It was 80.
Yeah. I mean, I can identify with that. I know what happened on a college.
The thing is, they're leaving the building.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, we don't need to hold people accountable to leaving a building versus, you know, are they really leaving the church, you know, based on what's going on today?
Well, based upon what's happening on a lot of college campuses, I would say they probably left the building and are leaving, you know, God too.
Yeah.
Because there's so much stuff that's happened, so much sin and evil, and and it's just horrible. I mean, I know my own personal experiences myself, but just to see what God is doing on that campus is so encouraging, and they're changing the world. I mean, college students raising $100,000 to help children that have been sold into sex slave. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
So very, very encouraging. Wanted to share that with everybody today.
Yeah, and you can see, you're going to be able to see that video that you just heard on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch and see these students, these young students. And I love what he said. I loved everything they said. But one thing they said was that if God doesn't show up, Breakaway won't be here.
Yeah.
And that's always our desire. He's like, we have just enough structure to do what we're doing, but if God was to take his hand off, it would just fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because you don't want so many supports around you that God could leave you and you won't know it for 10 years.
Right.
Got to keep this thing going. It's like, wasn't it about God in the first place?
Right. Yeah. Didn't Moses say, if you don't go, I'm not going,
He's the only thing that differentiates us from anybody else is his presence, and that's what he wants us to want him. That is so encouraging. You got to see this. This is Breakaway Ministries in Texas A&M. And he said, you know, they have 10,000, but he's saying, like, you know, we still have 40,000 more we need to be. I love that. That's just so beautiful.
50,000 students. Yeah. Amazing.
And one other thing that I really liked, I mean, did you hear what he said? Mm-hmm. He preached the word of God.
Yeah. Right.
And what the part that I heard, he's like, you can't be friends with the world and friends with God. They're the opposites. Do you hear that? You don't hear that today.
Mm-mm.
And you definitely don't hear that. And that's what young people want. People want to be all in.
Yeah.
They're not into this, you know, a little bit of a religious behavior and then live like the world. They like, you know, pick one. And the thing that they're picking what a lot of their folks are doing, but they're just picking one side of what their folks are doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but they want to be for something. They want to give their life for something. They're ready to even go join the Peace Corps and do things like this. They just want that. And the thing is, that's what God's put inside of them, and that's what the church is supposed to be like. No matter how long you've been in God, and He talks about, you know, leaving your first love. If you don't repent from the heights which you've fallen, He's talking to the Church of Ephesus, then it's not going to end well for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to just all of a sudden somebody says you just need to calm down a little bit. You'll eventually. It's like, no, pour gas on their fire. You know, put wood under them, stoke them, encourage them. They're going to need mentors and people that have walked in the faith that helps them, you know, go further and last longer and stay healthier in what's taking place. I'm excited about this generation because I truly believe that it's going to be, we've talked to this generation, this past generation. I think this next generation is going to raise up and sad to say, much of it is fatherless and much of it is parentless. Mm-hmm. In regards to that role part of it. But you know what? God is the father of us all. And God's going to begin to heal that. We're going to see Jesus, before the great and dreadful day the Lord comes, he would turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.